The Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, also known as SGMA, it's onerous and could limit how many acres of trees nut growers can farm based on their well allocation. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Ag Information Network. David Orth is a principal at New Current Water and Land, based in Fresno. They're helping growers navigate through SGMA. Orth said there's lots of areas in SGMA that can be litigated.
We are already seeing legal actions relative to plan adequacy, relative to Delta Mendota Canal and East San Joaquin subbasin groundwater plan adequacy. We've seen a challenge to the Proposition 218 rate setting process and one of the GSAs. I think those are just the beginning. And so it's important to keep an eye on, as things are implemented here, where litigation leads certain GSAs, GSPs, and therefore, you know, the impacts on the local growers.
And there's also the idea of how certain infrastructure could help with SGMA.
You know, the billion-dollar question is whether or not regional solutions and infrastructure can be accomplished, achieved. There are lots of processes underway, both at the GSA level and more broadly regionally, at looking at what types of infrastructure can we build to create greater water supply reliability and diminish the impact of groundwater restrictions.
That's David Orth, a principal with New Current Water and Land. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.